You are tuned to the 012 Influencers, and in studio I have Liquid Metsi. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. Thank you so much for having me.
It is all a pleasure.
On Tux FM, finally. Hey, God has answered my prayers. Eh?
Wow. So, vocalist, dancer, MC, DJ, radio personality.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Who is Liquid Metsi?
This boy is so talented, man. Talented from a very, very, very young age. Started entertainment in the early 2005 when I was actually dancing. I was actually a professional dancer for a hip hop crew called Perplexed Crew.
I'm pretty sure from Pretoria, you know, you've probably heard of Perplexed Crew. I mean, we grew up in Pretoria. And
yeah, I mean, if you don't know Perplexed Crew, then you're not from Pretoria. You know, there was Perplexed, there was Twitch.
Yeah.
There was just a whole lot of things. And yeah, man, that's when the whole love started for hip hop,
yeah,
entertainment, and all these things. Then we went through to win a hip hop show called Dance to Las Vegas. We actually came second, and then we flew out to Dance to Las Vegas and we danced there. That's crazy. Then the love for the hip hop and entertainment industry just grew, you know. And then, of course, as young boys, things happened, and fights happened, you know. We had to split up.
Yeah.
And then once I moved from Perplexed Crew, I then decided to start a crew called 012 Dance Crew. And then that's when I jammed into my house and my ghetto element, you know.
Yeah.
And then that's when everything kicked off. We ventured into events. I started an events company called 012 Events and Projects.
So I must also add entrepreneurship on the list.
A lot, because I'm really big on business.
As
a businessman, I've got a company called the Events. 012 Events and Projects. We do events. We do production. Your lights, your stages, your sound, marketing. Wow. We do
everything.
A whole lot. Yeah.
So Liquid Metsi, if you don't know, Metsi means water. In Tswana. Why the name Liquid Metsi? Where does that come from?
The liquid part started when the love from girls was there. this guy. meaning this guy does not have bones.
Yeah.
You know, I just flow like water.
Oh, okay.
And then that's when the liquid part came through.
Yeah.
And then later on in the years, like 2010, 11, 13.
Yeah.
That's where the Metsi
came in.
Part, because I was just so ghetto.
Yeah. So ladies, you hear that, Ney? I know we're on radio, but if you're wondering, he apparently doesn't have any bones. So the show Ultimate House Party comes in. It's a reality show.
Yeah.
Basically what happens is that you host a party and they judge you.
Yeah.
And there has to be a win at the end.
Yeah.
And this show came through and you're like, let me do this.
Yeah, man. When that show popped up on TV, actually I was not there. I was like, man, this thing, what am I going to be doing
there? Yeah.
You know, because it didn't make sense on TV. The advert did not make sense.
It didn't explain anything,
It didn't explain the procedure. Mm. And then one of my close female friends was like, bruh, try this out.
Yeah.
I know you've got what it takes. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think you may have the right resources, the right family structure, support structure to try this out.
Mm.
And I'm like, all right, cool. Let me enter. Then I did my short 30-second clip and I posted. My clip was on Instagram for like 20-30 seconds,
mm-hmm,
and I just got an inbox.
Wow.
Like, hey, dude, we need you. Come through for a screening. Not even an audition, a screening. I get to the place and I'm getting told, who are you, what you do, what can
did
you
do? Know what you were getting yourself into,
at
that point?
Okay. There's just a lot of big surprises in this whole industry.
Yeah.
And then once I cracked that part, they were like, we'll call you back. After 2 weeks, they called back. I was like, we need you again for a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And they're not saying anything, bro. I'm just in the dark. Like, okay, fine.
So you're just going in there.
All I know is house parties. Yeah. And I'm a party animal. So it's whatever.
You just had party in the sentence and you're like, I'm inside.
Yeah. So when you ask me and say, your journey via Ultimate House Party, I'm like, yo, this was deep. Because I had to leave my home.
Mm,
I had to leave my family for a good 1 month and 2 weeks.
Wow.
No phone, no nothing. In an abandoned place, all I do, wake up, shoot, wake up, shoot, party. Yo, that's crazy.
We've got the runner-up from Ultimate House Party that plays on Mzansi Magic, Liquid Metsi Studio. We're going to go back into the music, a jam by Future, and it's called Wi-Fi Lit. And this one is called Don't Forget to Pray by AKA and Anati. And right before that, I gave you Future with Wi-Fi Lit here on Tux FM 107.2. 012 Influences. You guys don't know this, but Liquid is a dancer. While this music was playing in the background, he was dancing.
Always. Like, I'll never stop dancing.
So a young gent born and bred in Pretoria, When did you know that this is what you want? Because it couldn't have been easy.
My journey as Musa Mdluli, that's my original name and surname.
Yeah.
It was very difficult because I'm from a phase of football, soccer. I was very, very, very good in that department. So I played professional football actually at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, at soccer games, after soccer games, I would just play music and I'll grab the mic and I'll just do my thing there, you know. And then I got a call from Orlando Pirates actually.
Wow.
When I was in under 10, going to under 12.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yo, man, we need you. How, what can we do? You know, like, there's just like so many complications via football and contracts. And this coach doesn't want me to leave because if I leave, now the team is going to be
politics,
you know?
Yeah.
And then that's when my love for soccer actually died out.
Yeah.
I know I was very young to take such big decisions.
Yeah.
But for the fact that my current coach said no to me leaving to Orlando Pirates in a secret place whereby he didn't even inform my parents, you know, because then they've been calling for like 6 months, and the Orlando Pirates is like, this guy's not coming, this boy's not coming, let's just get
somebody else,
you know.
Yeah,
we know about Brito. Yo, okay,
you
know,
so he told him that you didn't want to, which
so
was,
yeah, man. Yeah. When someone in the inside of the club broke down those news to me, I was like, I'm done.
At the club, no how?
I'm like, I'm done, you know?
Yeah.
I love football so much. It's still my first love, but I'm like, you know what? This is probably a sign that I just need
to. Yeah, you just needed to,
I've won every league that I've wanted to win. I've had medals, player of the match, player of the season. It's a load of medals, prizes.
Yeah,
you know? So I think I've achieved what I wanted to achieve via football. Mm-hmm. Even though if that was the situation, I don't think I'll be here as Liquid Mates. Yeah. I was going to be just Musa number 7. Oh, you know, type of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm very happy where I'm at in life right now. It's been a crazy journey via entertainment.
Yeah.
It's been ups and downs. You must know that this is the most lit, the most craziest industry.
Yes, I actually want to talk about that. So you spoke about being happy where you are, you know. We've all witnessed that ever since Ultimate House Party, it's just been a lot. You've been very busy and we've been seeing your face a lot. So some kid is listening and they're from Pretoria and they want to make it in the entertainment industry, and you know, we hear a lot of stories. No, you have to move to Joburg. No, you have to know people. No, you have to what do you say to them?
Look, all I can say personally, on a personal note, on my personal journey, and I know we all go through the same street, the same circle of connections.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I'm saying is be patient.
You know?
There were guys whereby I saw they've made it, they've gone the way ahead of me.
Yeah.
But when I get to meet the road and I'm following their footsteps, I'm like, but you've stepped here and you never told me that.
Yeah.
You know? You all you said was like, no, you must have money. You know, when you have money, you're gonna get into
MTV. So they left something out. They chose to leave some stuff out.
Yeah, but you are lying.
Yeah.
Don't lie to the kids.
Yeah.
It's the same journey, guys. Look, my connection today is your connection tomorrow.
True.
You know, if I walk in the steps of Mzansi Magic or SABC One, trust me, the same person that I've met 5 years ago, you're gonna meet down the line.
That's very true.
In your journey.
Yeah.
So the connection that I give you and say, look, Ipileng, you've got this, take it.
Yeah.
Go with it. It may not come now. They may not even respond to you right now.
Yeah.
Because maybe you're not relevant at that point, or you're not, that's entertainment.
Yeah.
If you're not relevant at that point, if
it's not gonna work.
If you don't have that spark, let me say it, for them at that point, it does not mean that you are never gonna have that spark. You know, there was more than 10,000 audition people for Ultimate House Party, and it was funny how they chose me.
They chose
me.
You,
You know, I've been through auditions. I'm like, this TV thing is not gonna work. Maybe because I'm ugly. maybe because TV, but why do you call over? They don't want ugly people. They just want, you know, people that have got that thing.
You know, if
you have a following. I don't even have so much of
a following. Yeah.
You know, I'm popular, yes, but I was not big for a TV show.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just the right steps. And your heart and prayer. That's the only way.
So going back to Ultimate House Party, I know a lot of people liked, the reason why they liked you is because of your character. So you'd say a lot of stuff that most Pretoria people could definitely relate to.
Yeah.
Would you say that being from the 012 is part of your identity when you're out there doing
your work? Yeah, definitely, man. People till today, they classify me as Mfanaoko Pitori.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in Joburg a couple of times doing projects for Revlon, Soft and Free, all these things. And when I'm there, they're like, hey, Mfanaoko Pitori, Mfana wa Pitori.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they don't even know my name.
So you're perfect for Owen to influence.
Yeah, like, yeah. They don't even know my name. They're like, hey, Mfana wa Pitori. Achama Zamban.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
So I'm like, we've definitely put Pretoria
on the map yes.
Via that show. There's a lot of other doors that are opening that I cannot mention right now, but there's so much more that we're going to be seeing from Pretoria via music, via acting, via everything. And you must remember that with Pretoria is that we are a city that's so huge and we've got so much talent.
Yeah.
But our talent is delayed.
Yeah.
It takes years and years and years for
to
you
be
to
recognized,
get there.
Yeah.
So now I see TV shows getting influenced by this language that we call Pitori.
Yeah.
You know, it's so great. It's so
crazy when I see
people acting and they're talking our lingo directly on camera. I'm like, this is it. Yeah. We got it. So now if you're an actor, musician, a model, presenter, this is your time. Mm. This is your time to shine. Mm. There's plenty of auditions. Just go out there, be yourself. You're going to get it.
Sure. All right. So let's talk about you're a DJ and you're an MC.
Yeah.
I like how you describe yourself as a crowd entertainer.
Oh,
How do you get ready for gigs? Do you take shots? What do you do?
First and foremost, I meditate a lot.
Yeah.
So
I just want to say before you get anywhere, I don't know if you guys have seen his social media and what he does when he's on stage. That's why I'm asking this because you need a lot of energy, man.
You need plenty of energy for that.
Mm.
But I like my personal space. That's the honest truth. Mm. I actually, for instance, the gig that was like on Friday, last week Friday, there was 10,000 people, Times Square, and apparently I was a co-host.
Yeah.
And then when I got there, I'm the host.
Because
the original host is not there.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So like now we're looking at 10,000 people. I need to entertain these people.
Yeah.
And funny enough, that same day, I just shut down my phone. I switched up my data.
Yeah.
I was alone at home, drinking a lot of water.
Okay. No shots, just a lot of water.
I'm not keen on energy drinks.
Okay.
No, I don't drink when I'm on stage.
Okay, that's good.
I only, you know, after and we're celebrating and we're doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of water is needed and a lot of prayer.
Mm.
And you need to rehearse. But
so
not,
you actually rehearse?
Yeah, I do rehearse. Actually.
Wait, like in front of the mirror or like?
Yeah, in front of the mirror. And I'm like, you know, no, this song's like, chama zamba. You know? Then I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, and then people are going to say,
if they don't respond, I need a comeback.
Yeah,
what's my comeback? You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes when
you're really passionate about it. You do you put in the effort.
I even dream about it, actually.
Wow.
For big gigs, I'll usually have deja vus.
Mm,
you know, when I'm on stage, I'm like, I saw this song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's how deep it is within my passion and my soul.
Mm.
Because entertaining people is what I do.
Yeah.
And if I'm at a place and people don't scream or people
don't respond,
tweet or hashtag, hey, Mitzi, you're on fire.
Yeah.
It means I was not there. My soul was not there. I was not present at all.
Yeah.
I don't care how lit I think I was, but if that's not the case, then I was not at that particular event. You can even take back your booking fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what is the most embarrassing thing that has happened on a set, at a gig?
Yeah.
In studio?
That's, you know, back in, I don't know, was it 2008 or something? There was some gig at Proata Elfin Park.
Yeah.
We were hosting there at 012.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this fashion show happening outside at the amphitheater or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was the MC and I fell off stage.
Yeah. Wow, how did you fall off? How did you recover from that?
No, like literally, whoo-boo. Like, you know, it was like a small ramp and I'm dancing and I can't see that I'm actually like at the end. I'm at the edge of it. I'm gonna go boom, and then I had to wake up and dance.
Yeah, you had to.
I had to make up a dance move right there and there on the spot. I'm like, God, what's happening?
What's happening? Yeah,
in front of all these beautiful women and all these beautiful people, I'm just gonna fall, you know. So yeah, I was very young.
Mm.
That's why I was actually going into entertainment and arts and the passion for it.
Mm.
Going out, we hardly sleep as entertainment people.
True,
you know, but it takes courage, it takes prayer, it takes a lot of support.
Mm.
And I'll tell you now, money does not come on the spot.
True.
You need to work for it. You need to build your brand. Once your brand is there, once your brand is what we call value for money, that's when you're going to start benefiting and say, you know what, God, this was worth it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So before we wrap it up, I just want to play a little game with you.
Ooh.
You just have to tell me the first thing that comes to mind when I tell you this.
Don't do this.
It's just the first thing that comes to mind.
Games. Hey, you suck at games, eh? Like you say, you just play 30 seconds.
I'm going to put down the music. I just have four terms.
Right.
And I just have to tell me what the first thing that comes to mind. I'm going to start off subtle.
All right.
Music.
Dance.
Glory.
Power.
Champagne.
Lifestyle.
Pink happiness.
Woman.
There we go. Just so you know, pink happiness is a deodorant. It's not that deep.
What is pink happiness?
It's a deodorant.
For women or what?
Yeah, it's for women.
Oh, yeah. You know, oh, yeah. Okay. I think that's a 404.
Yeah, yeah. So social media handles, where can people get a hold of you?
It's pretty simple, man. @liquid_meat.
Yeah.
On all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are nice. We are online. I post very interesting things, very motivational things. If you're in entertainment, media, and all sorts of things, you're going to see my videos. You're going to see my talks, everything. You know, just go there. Follow, hashtag, Achamazambani, Yunkintiawash, we are online.
So if you don't know how you spell Metsi, I'm just helping out people that don't know how to spell Metsi. It's M-E-T-S-I, so it's Liquid Metsi on all social media handles. Thank you so much for coming into studio.
Yo, I've been waiting for this opportunity for a longer time.
Your presence is really appreciated. You're also energetic. You also, you know, we love it. We're here for it. We hope to have you back.
No, definitely.
I'm sitting down. He's standing up. He's always energetic. Lord knows, please pass your energy through to some of us. Thank you for coming through.
All right, thank you.
A jam by your